present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second visit to Howell, the mighty port on the River Humber. The original name of Kingston upon Howell was Sayacrick, an old Norse term which experts have translated as Kingston upon Howell. Howell is famous for its mystery plays and regularly stages the story of Noah's Ark. Each year there's great competition among the women folk here to be chosen to play the part of his wife Joan. However, proceedings were interrupted in 1997 when real animals from the town zoo were employed. Two giant pandas, An-An and Ling-Ling, who hadn't previously mated for 15 years, became overexcited and were visibly frustrated when they had to be separated by their keepers, Git-Git and Bastard-Bastard. In the 1960s, Howell became the birthplace of the discount trading warehouse, with the Comet chain starting here. 40 years on, Comet stores pride themselves that their staff can tell you everything they know about a product in under 4 seconds. The city is home to the new National Sardine Museum, which was opened recently by the mayor, or at least it would have been if the key hadn't immediately snapped off. Our teams this week are comprised of four performers who come from a long line of comedians. Those queues don't get any shorter at the soup kitchen. They are on my left, Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. And on my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Andy Hamilton. And back for another good hard session on the scoring desk, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Okay, let's kick off with a look at the meanings of words. English is a rich and varied language, but the subtleties of inference can be confusing to the uneducated ear. For example, many don't understand the difference in meaning between the terms hope and aspire. Well, those of us who've taken the trouble to look them up know that hope means both to have a desire for something and the expectancy of its fulfillment, whereas aspire is the pointy bit on a church. The meanings of words are constantly shifting, teams, and I'd like you to share with us any new definitions you may have spotted recently. So, Andy, would you care to start, please?
Dossier, a French tramp.
Graham.
Scandal, footwear you should be ashamed of.
Him.
Arsenic. I've just sat on a razor blade.
Vanish. Rather like a van.
Organism. An irrational prejudice against Wurlitzers.
Cannibalistic, a Geordie missile.
Wolverine, a product for cleaning wolves.
Bigger mist, a larger than usual fog.
Testicular. A vampire who talks bollocks.
Retard. Very difficult in Yorkshire. Harpist. Fairly drunk.
Weight machine. A virgin train.
Bishopric. and popular member of the clergy.
Weight Watcher. Virgin Passenger.
Sea Legs. The eggs of the seal.
Cabbage. The opinions of taxi drivers.
Substitute, an underwater hooker.
Mayfly, a virgin plane.
OK, the teams are going to sing along now with some well-known discs in the game called Pick Up Song. Samantha makes regular visits down to the gramophone library to choose the team's records, and just recently she's also been helping the old archivists with their new sound insulation. Tomorrow she's going to get acoustic tiles up in the studio, and if there's time, she's hoping to get felt up in the office. Back now in DJ mode, Samantha is poised over the turntable and ready to give the selected discs a spin. You should sing along, teams, until at my signal, Samantha turns the volume down. You should continue singing, and if when the music returns you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. Can we fix it?
Yeah.
Better to do it now than in the bus on the way home. This week's prize will ideally suit any homeowner who wants to get that authentic inner-city Cardiff effect in their kitchen. It's this lovely Welsh dosser. We'll start with you, Barry. Would you please accompany Al Jolson singing Swanee?
Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X, I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I'm coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy. Oh!
Okay, your turn, Tim. I'd like you to accompany Gary Jules singing his recent number one, Mad World.
Worn out places, worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races. Going nowhere, am I boring you? Their tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I die are a bad habit. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world.
Okay. I just think Tim shouldn't have been put through that.
No.
or you.
You now, Graham, would you please accompany... Oh, wait a minute, I don't like that, please. Makes me sound as though... Makes me sound as though I'm looking forward to it. Graham, would you accompany the Rolling Stones singing Satisfaction?
Thank you.
satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction, 'cause I try, and I try, and I try, and I try. I can't get no, I can't get any. When I'm driving in my car, and that man comes on the radio, and he's telling me more and more about some useless information supposed to fire my imagination, I can't get any. Who knew, knew? Hey, hey, hey. That's what I say. I can't get no sign.
At least that was better than the original. Finally, Andy, would you please accompany local boy Fat Boy Slim singing Funk Soul Brother?
The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul, all together now, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. One, two, three, four. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, try the Funk Soul Brother. I just never got on top of the melody in that at all.
Well, the teams are now going to perform some sound charades in the round based on the erstwhile TV favourite Give Us a Clue. In the original, mimes were performed in total silence. However, if our teams mimed their charades on the radio, the listeners at home might sit stony-faced, wondering what the audience was laughing at. By allowing the teams to speak, we neatly eradicate the problem of unexplained laughter. The grandmaster who gave us a clue was, of course, Lionel Blair, but even he had the occasional day when he was off colour. However, Lionel could always rely on his loyal teammate, Christopher Biggins, to lend a hand whenever he was feeling a little dicky. Tim and Andy, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Fellini's 8.5. Fellini's 8.5.
Right, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham. Off you go, Tim and Andy.
It's a film.
A film.
Two and a bit words. Two and a bit words.
Two and a bit.
Two and a bit words.
And it's a film.
Yeah.
See.
See.
What's it called?
Hey, Charles.
Hey,
right, hello. You look a little bit like Signor Pavarotti. Hey,
I'm Italian.
Italia. Yeah. Where from come you, Italia?
It's a little known part of Italy.
And where is that?
Cardiff. we sing it.
Sing,
we sing for the Bambino.
Oh, for the Bambino.
We sing it.
Happy birthday to you, little Luigi. Happy birthday.
Wait a minute.
What is it?
It's a birthday. It's in June.
Is it June? Today it is December.
December. He's not nine yet.
Oh, he's not nine.
The Bambino is not nine yet.
You're on the right lines there, Barry, I think.
I think the baby has reached the age of eight.
And a bit?
And a bit.
How much longer have they got, Hump?
Mm.
8.5 seconds we've got. Eight and a half.
Fellini is 8.5.
Fellini's, yeah.
Was it all a bit too real? With
the accents were terrific.
Right, your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Die another day. Die another day.
This is a film.
Film?
Film, pure and simple, yep.
Three words.
Three words.
Yeah. Hamish.
Dougal!
Hamish, what are you doing emerging from Big Tam's hair care salon?
Well, I looked in the mirror the other day and there was a bit of pepper and salt in there.
Jings, have you not washed your hair since the picnic?
No, no. I felt the need to avail myself of some product.
Oh, aye, well, you'll have had your tint. You were telling me that you have postponed the colorizatory makeover.
I have indeed. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So, actually, we've no idea whatsoever. Could it be the colour purple?
It could, but it isn't.
He's not had his hair coloured yet.
He's so postponed the decision.
A bridge too far.
Die another day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. Before we start, I noticed down in the mailroom from the huge amount of correspondence stuffed in the pigeonhole that the pigeon can't sit down. And then we've received this card from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Rolf, where can I learn to shoe horses? Or could you suggest a better way of getting them off my lawn?" Oh, sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. Right, on with the game, teams. And this week, I've unearthed an early Tudor version of the game called Mornington Crescent. This was played at court, with each move having to be officially sanctioned by the king, who acted as umpire. Only a short extract from the original rule parchment survives, which I'll read for you now. "If ye will come unto Mornington Crescent, stray not within the bounds of the mighty Thames, nor can Tyburn be reached without sacrifice of Ruffles Square, Cock Fofters, or Feven Fifters." So, teams, this is furious. Pull your fox up and pull your fox up and no fodding about. Tim, you can fire. You can start now.
Belfast Park.
Oxford Retreat. Go that after Belfast Park.
Mm.
Sorry, I don't want to teach my grandmother to suck eggs. God, that was a dangerous moment.
It's my go, yeah?
Yeah.
It's your go.
Careful.
Flun Square.
Well, if you're going there, then Elephant and Carful.
Pimlico.
You fly fod. Fuppick's Garden.
Elf Court.
Have to go on Fairlop. That's all we can do.
Mornington Crescent.
Oh. Yeah.
In this next round, the teams are going to be tested on their knowledge of song lyrics. The importance of song lyrics is often overlooked. Lyricists rarely receive the recognition they deserve. Their names often barely remembered. Think of the great musicals. Where would Rodgers have been without Hammersmith? Or Andrew Lloyd Webber without Mandy Rice Davies? Teams, I brought along a selection of well-known song lyrics, but these are incomplete. Your task is to provide the succeeding lines. Okay, we'll start with you, Graham. Purple haze was in my brain. Lately things don't seem the same. Acting funny, but I don't know why. Excuse me.
No problem, Humph. Ready when you are.
The right answer is while I kiss the sky.
Oh. Oh.
You now, Tim, complete these opening lines, please. Put a nickel in the telephone and dial my baby's name. No, I didn't. You can't dial a baby's name. You used to be able to, the old dialing system. Assuming your baby was called Mogador. I'll say that again. I put a nickel in the telephone and dial my baby's number. Got a...
call centre in Bombay.
The answer, of course, is brr, 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 busy line. Andy, now some song lyrics for you to finish off. The sun is out, the sky is blue, there's not a cloud to spoil the view, but it's...
not how it looked in the brochure somehow, is it?
The answer is raining, raining in my heart. Barry, can you complete these opening lyrics? Where has thou been since I saw thee on...
on the telecution course.
Of course, the answer is... still don't understand it.
Without a hat. Bart hat is without a hat.
Well, why don't they...
because we're the salt of the earth, that's why.
I have to say that a Yorkshireman came up to me at a gig and said, Humphrey, I'm a blunt man and I say what I think. So I said, so am I, piss off.
And what did Parkinson say then?
You again, Graham. Complete this opening line for us, please. For me, please. Not for us. Well, maybe for us as well. Very much delighted. You again, Graham. Complete this opening for me, please. I'll say that again. With a bit more enthusiasm. You again, Graham. Complete this opening line for me, please. Now, it's been alone with you inside my mind, and in my dreams I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello.
We're just going into a tunnel.
The answer is it me you're looking for? Tim,
yes?
You now, can you complete these lines? Humidity is rising, barometer's getting low. According to all sources, the street's the place to go. Because tonight, for the first time, just about 10:30, for the first time in history, it's...
a repeat of the goodies.
The answer, of course, is gonna start raining men. Andy, how about this? She called me Mr. Bombastic, say me fantastic, touch me on me back, she say...
I'm Ann Widdicombe and I've had a few.
What a picture.
The answer is I'm Mr. Romantic. Finally, Barry, can you finish this off? Birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's...
crap on a statue.
The answer is fall in love.
Oh.
I notice it's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time for a round of Glutton's Film Club. Samantha tells me she's off to meet a gentleman friend who's taking her out to a restaurant that specialises in special combination pudding desserts. She says he can't resist a sticky tart with a sponge finger inside. So while she's away enjoying that, I'd like the teams to suggest movie titles certain to enthrall an audience of overeaters. And you can start, Andy.
That great Howard Keel musical, Seven pies for one brother.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Scone.
Charlie at the Chocolate Factory.
Hello, Mr. Chips.
Glad I ate her.
Mary's popping.
They stew horses, don't they?
Dial B for burger.
Bring me the helping of Alfredo Garcia.
The Tennessee Williams classic. A streetcar-sized dessert.
The pie that came in from the cold. Pies like us. Ace Ventura, pie detective.
Who's afraid of Virginia Ham?
Gone with the wind.
Who at Roger Rabbit?
From Korea, 101 Dalmatians.
The ugly dumpling.
The sandwiches of Iwo Jima.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, before we end the show, I have to advise listeners that BBC Radio has an audience reaction phone line. Anyone who has enjoyed the show and wishes to register their comments can ring 08700 100 222. Alternatively, if you have any complaints or criticisms of the show, then you can shut your face. So from the team, Samantha, myself and the good folk of Hull, it's goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Andy Hamilton and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.